ArborNet.
The key is the Blue Edge 2-meter net. Your net control line is KJ4WZM. That's Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey, Zulu, Mike. My name is Daniel, and my location is Traveler's Rest. Check your radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. About 27 Mountain, about 2 miles south of North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. This repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Check the bulletins or announcements for the net. If so, please call KJ4WZM. Here, any? So, I'll go ahead and begin by recognizing the pre-net check-ins, followed by echoing. The pre-net check-ins, we have W4FCM, that's Fred, and 4IEI, Blythe, Iowa, they're located in Traveler's Rest. W2AND, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. K4XMR, Mail and Prosperity. KO4VEW, that is Ben in Simpsonville. KI4LZI, Andy, he's over by Table Rock. KJ4UHF, that is Jack, he's over there in Greenville. K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. W4IOE, that's Sid in Fletcher. W4CTW, Tyler in Taylor's. And KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylor's. Check in tonight. So, including me, and at this time we'll go ahead and look for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZN, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, November, John Brown Summit, no comment, no traffic.
KJ4WZN, good evening, Daniel, please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, I'm here in Pelzer tonight. Please also check in by telephone relay, Kilo, India, 4, Mike, Romeo, Alpha, KI4MRA. His name is also Fred, he's in StarTex tonight. Daniel, I'll be around for comments, but no traffic tonight. No comments in traffic for KI4MRA.
It's KN4RJN. That is John over there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KO4NNH. That is Fred. He's over there in Pelzer tonight. He's also checking in his dad, KI4MRA. That's also Fred. He's in StarTex. Fred, I've got you marked down for comments. This time, we'll go ahead and begin the regular roll call portion of the net. This is a direct net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, followed by your name, followed by your location, and then signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAC-G portion. Tonight being Friday night, we'll begin with Uniform through Zulu. Stations with the suffix to be called beginning Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Call KJ4WZM. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM. For them, so we'll get back to them later on. Next up, we'll try Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Hey Daniel, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter via telephone relay, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in
Deepak,
and we'll all be in and out tonight.
KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
WZM. Please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey. Name is Roland and Pickens. Negative and negative, and a very good evening to all.
4WZM. Hey Daniel, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Houston, Seneca. Negative and negative.
4WZM.
Daniel, please check in Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
WZM. Please check O2 Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2BYQ. Dave and Heasley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
KK4DMW, that is Rick. He brings along KK4ONO, his wife Lorena, and KM4MOQ, his daughter Michelle. They're over there in Piedmont tonight. Rick, tell Miss Lorena and Miss Michelle we said hello. Next up, I've got W4DJW, that is Dave and Greer, K1CJW, Roland and Pickens, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, KN4BLH, Kurt and Greenville, and KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM. B through H, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM. Tell if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, good evening, Daniel. If you would, check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Daniel, to yourself, on the net, no traffic, no queue.
Nice. KA4PQA, that is Stephen and Greenwood. Thank you for checking in with me, Stephen. Sorry, I didn't look at Echolink. I should have seen you on there, but wasn't really paying attention to it. But it doesn't look like I got anyone else on there right now, so I'll go ahead and keep an eye on that. All right. We'll go ahead. Didn't catch anybody E through H, so we'll go I through L now. India through Lima. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
K4WZM. Kilo 3 Juliet Tango Delta. K3JTD. Jim in Union, South Carolina. Negative and negative tonight, 73.
Please check in out of turn. Kilo India 4, Delta Oscar Sierra. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, Kilo 3, Juliet Oscar Yankee. K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride joy. We're at home at Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Daniel, and all on the net.
K3JTD, that is Jim and Union. KI4DOS, that's Gary he brings along with him. K3JOY, his pretty little bride, Miss Joy. They're at home in Easley tonight. Gary, tell Miss Joy we said hello. Any other stations, I through L, India through Lima, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM. PA M through P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM. M through P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM. X through T, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
UZM. UZM, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2TXJ, Jim, currently mobile in Greer, negative and negative.
Nice. KA2TXJ, that is Jim, mobile on Greer. Be careful out there on the mobile, Jim. And KK4TRJ, that is Bill and Calpin. Well, I think we've been through the alphabet at this point all the way, so we'll go ahead and open it up all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
D8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard, no traffic, no comments, I'll be monitoring.
J4WZM, again, KO4QLG, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Chris, I'm in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4 JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Nothing new to share, so just mark me negative and negative.
B4 Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative. Over.
WD8ROM, that is Ed and Brevard. KO4 QLG, Chris and Liberty. KO4 JKV, Duncan and Asheville, and W4 FHJ, Gene and Taylors. Any other stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, A through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, call KJ4 WZM. Over direct to any stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Commuter Net, A through Z, call KJ4 WZM. WZM, now securing the full portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rag chute portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chutes. So, first and only one up tonight so far is KO4NNH, Fred and Pelzer. How does it feel to be, having all these days off, Fred? It's been a while since I heard you mobile in Piedmont.
Before NNH. Daniel, let me tell you something, man. It feels absolutely phenomenal being off these past couple of days, and unfortunately, I got to go back Sunday night. But, dude, I have done nothing but traveling pretty much these past, or at least the past couple of days, traveling to North Carolina and back. I think I've traveled over 1,100 miles total this entire week I've had off. But besides that, though, it feels absolutely phenomenal being off and actually be able to play a little bit of radio and work on some projects and get them done.
On that, for sure. I know how it feels to be traveling all those miles. I think I do about 2,000 miles a week, roughly. I enjoy my job, but I tell you what, it sure is a lot of driving sometimes. Ran around today. I'm trying to think what I did. First, I left Travelers Rest. I went to Dacusville. And then from Dacusville, I went to Pumpkintown, which isn't far. Then from Pumpkintown, I went down to... I'm drawing a blank. From Pumpkintown, I went to downtown Greenville. Then back to Travelers Rest. Then to Greer. And then to Columbia. And then back to Dacusville again. Then I went home.
Oh boy, yeah, okay. Now, my drive wasn't that extensive. But that's right there, it sounds like a one extra trip to take every day or however many days you do that. Now, I had to go up right outside of Fort Bragg for my family member who lives up there and bring her down here for my sister's graduation, which was earlier this week. But besides that, though, man, as soon as I brought her back up there, I came straight back home. I did not do any driving for the next... I have not done any driving for the past 2 days.
I hear you on that. I drive for a living, so that's why my miles are up like that. So that's pretty normal for me. I typically do several hundred miles a day. At least 200 every day, usually more than that. But every day that I drive at least 200 miles every day.
That sounds like one heck of a drive to do every day, man. I don't know if I could do that. Doing those, I think it was 300, 400 round trips that I just did recently, I don't think I can do that again for a little while. But, man, I will say this, though. I tip my hat off to you for being able to do that.
For all those days you spend, well, nights you spend in a building. That is pretty crazy. Been there, done that before, but it ain't fun, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, most definitely. And considering that I work in the automotive industry, it's get parts off the line ASAP. We don't care how long it takes you to fix it right. Either fix it long enough to make us run parts or fix it right where we can run more parts in the long run. I almost always got somebody breathing down my neck at my job, but I'm also glad I'm able to take off this week. It's been a good de-stressor recently for me.
It's always very good to have a well-deserved break like that. I remember when I worked at BMW, and I worked myself into the ground once. I'll never forget it. I think I probably told you this before, but 34 days in a row was my longest there, and that was all 12-hour days. And I promise you I'll never do that again if I can at all ever help it. That was horrible. I learned a lot. Learned that it is not good for your physical health or your mental health to work like that. I learned some valuable lessons there. And especially once you're working that much, you go to sleep at night, and all your dreams are about work, and it torments you like crazy. And it's very difficult to differentiate at that point if you're asleep or awake, because your brain won't give you a break from it, because you won't give your brain a break from it. So, yeah, I learned not to do that. But I definitely like what I do now. It's much more enjoyable than what I did at BMW, for sure. I do miss welding some, though.
We can find other ways to weld, Daniel. Heck, I've been thinking about getting myself a welder to pick up that little bit of a trade, but I ain't got nowhere to really put nothing like that right now. But, Daniel, I hate cutting short on you, my friend, but it's been fun chatting with you, rag-chewing a little bit, but I'm afraid I've got to take off. I seem to be getting a phone call on my phone. I need to let you go. This is KO4NH, back to you, Daniel. 73, good. It's been good talking with you.
Well, you have yourself a good one, and we'll holler at you later on down the road. KF1NH, KJ4WZM. I'm glad you traveled safe and enjoy the last little bit of time off. Happy your sister graduated too, and that's really great. So we'll catch you later on down the log. Have a good night, Fred. KF4NH, KJ4WZM, 73. For check-ins or rag chute, call KJ4WZM.
Check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4, DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative.
KO4, RTG, that is Tommy and Marion and N4 Inch. Ask anyone for check-ins or comments, call KJ4WZM.
And again, Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu. KO4WWZ, name is Chan, QTH is Evenly, and I'll stick around for some comments.
Please check in November 4, Alpha 4, Hotel Oscar, N4AHO, this is Doug in Walhalla, negative and negative, be real short time, I had a bunch of stuff to do, 73 to the net, catch you another night.
KO4WWZ Chandler and N4AHO. That is Chandler's in Easley. Doug is in Walhalla. KO4WWZ Chandler, what's new with you? Can I ask you how your job interview went?
It went pretty good. They had me submit for a background check. In a drug test, it's 20 days when you go to the bathroom in a cup, and it's one of the instant tests, so I should be getting a call back with good results here soon. They said once everything comes back clean with that, they're going to get me into orientation, and I have some other good news. In about 3 to 6 months, if I do good enough, I might become a team leader. And I'll get to have my own company truck that I can drive back and forth to work. And I ain't got to pay for the gas.
Really good. I hope that works out for you. That would be definitely super great. They have nice Chevy trucks. I've seen them run around before a good bit. I see Wright Construction, and I also see... I think it's called Southeastern Protection Agency, SPA. I think they're kind of, they do the same type stuff.
Roger that. Yes. One of the first things I saw when I pulled in the parking lot was all them Chevrolet trucks. I'm like, ooh, I like this. Now I can play that song by Bob Seger called Like a Rock all day long when I get that truck.
And FBA drives Fords, so there you go. Go with the Chevy one. I like Fords better, but to each their own.
That's okay. You can like Ford all you want to. You know, Chad likes old Dodge, but let me just say this. There's only one truck that's been held up strong for the last 10 years, and that is Chevrolet Silverado.
I have a 30-year-old Explorer, and I'd drive it to California and back right now. I really would, and I know it would make it there just fine and come back just fine, too. Only thing I'd have to do is when it got back, change the oil. That's it. I already know it'd make it, and it's 30 years old.
Roger that. Seems like Ford and Chevrolet knows what they're doing. But, Dodge is okay, too. It's just not my favorite. But, anyway, I'll let you get back to your next, because we got an Echo Link station that has joined me, so I want to give him the opportunity to check in and not take up his time. KO4WWZ.net.
I'm not actually seeing an Echo Link station right now. I'm the only one on there. You and me, that's it. Who was it that was on there?
The guy named Phil, Whiskey 4, November Golf Uniform.
Okay, I know Phil. Okay, yeah. Maybe he'll holler back. He's got a radio too, several of them. Maybe he'll holler back in a second. I'll go ahead and call for any additional check-ins, though. Chandler, I'll be around for a couple of minutes after the net, and after that I'll have to run. But we'll go ahead and check for additional check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
WZM. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
KK4JBQ, that's Larry, and KC4MFK, his wife, Miss Donna. They're at home in Greer tonight. Larry, tell Miss Donna we said hello. Any additional check-ins? Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Community Net, call KJ4WVM.
KJ4WZM. This is KO4WWZ. I'll do here when you get done.
I'll probably end up closing the net out here in just a second. I think this is my final call. Do I have not missed anyone for check-ins or comments? Call KJ4WZM. I'm check-ins, folks. I'm trying to at least get to 40. Have I missed anyone for check-ins or comments? Call KJ4WZM. WZM now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s to everybody, and good night.
KJ4WZM. KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM.
Well, how's your week been, Daniel? Sorry I hadn't talked to you a lot lately. I've been busy. Been really grinding to try and find me a job. Looks like this is going to work out really well. And just saying this because, you know, there might be some guys listening. If you drive a Dodge, there's nothing wrong with Dodge. I'm just having fun. There's nothing wrong at all. You guys who drive Dodge trucks are just as good as those Chevrolet and Ford guys.
KO4WWZ, KJ4WZM. I hear you on that. I just like to give people a hard time when they have a Dodge, that's all. I suppose there's not anything wrong with the brand itself, but I do like to, I just like to make fun of it. There's actually one pickup truck I wouldn't mind. Well, there's a couple of them. There's a few Dodge trucks that are pretty nice. I'd like to have the one from Twister. I think it'd be really cool to have a red Dodge truck with Dorothy sitting in the back. That would be really funny, and drive it around everywhere. I'd get a real kick out of that. That's one that I wouldn't mind having. But Dodge as a whole, I don't necessarily care for it. But that's all right. I don't hate Chevy. There's a couple Chevys I'd like to have. And I don't like all of Ford either. I like their trucks and some of their SUVs, but I don't like all of their SUVs, and I hate their cars, except for the Mustang and the new version of the Taurus. That's it.
I hear you. However, my mom owned a Taurus. She actually owned two of them when I was really little. And those Tauruses, the transmissions tore up. So, in this family, we don't like Taurus too much. We don't trust them. But, yeah, I hear you. Now, one thing I love about that, I definitely love to have a red Dodge like in Twister. But if I had Dorothy in the back, I could be like Dusty and say, "It's Dorothy! She's flying, man! She's flying!"
Pretty funny. Yeah, I like the Twister truck. That's pretty cool. I like Twister. It's the dumbest movie, but it's super funny, too. I really like it. Even though it has nothing to do with what storm chasing is really like, it's kind of funny. And every storm chaser out there will tell you that, nope, it's nothing like what storm chasing is like in reality. But every storm chaser still watches it, and they really get a kick out of it. I don't know what's so funny about it, but it is. So,
now it's
one of my favorite movies.
Hey, time and day. I think Twister had the most realistic tornadic storms in it. I mean, if you watch the graphics in Twister, it looks really, really similar to what an actual tornado looks like. It's really cool.
Enough similarities in it to make it somewhat realistic.
Roger that. Hey, I got your pictures you texted me. It looks like you went into a hailstorm or something.
I was on the heels of a hailstorm the other day, and it hailed, but I missed it. I'm thankful of that, too. I was trying to come in behind it. I wasted some miles on purpose just to come in behind it, because I didn't want to be in that. And it tore everything up. That storm hit the area north of Pumpkintown towards Highway 11. Really hard. There was trees down on the power lines, large branches snapped, large healthy branches snapped, a couple unhealthier trees snapped off at ground level. I didn't see anything uprooted, but the area sustained some serious damage. There was plenty of signs that the wind had reached at least 50 miles an hour, probably 60. Yes, the storm did have a severe thunderstorm warning out for it. 460 mile an hour winds and hail. But it definitely hailed and it definitely got that windy. When I had driven through shortly after the storm had passed, all of the leaves were blasted in one direction and the silver sides were all showing too, pointed straight towards where the storm was at. So it had definitely come through with a serious gust front. And everything got some decent wind. That was pretty neat.
Well, yeah, but I like what one of the Weather Channel storm chasers said. This is I make this my motto: is that I'm not a damage chaser. I'm a storm chaser. I like to look at storms, but I don't like to see when people or their property gets hurt. That's just where it just draws the line. You just can't have enjoyment off of other people suffering. That's just not cool.
I understand that. I watched the storm there wasn't any kind of serious property damage or anything like that. Mostly it was just trees that fell down on power lines and things like that. Nobody's houses were damaged. Nobody's vehicles were damaged that I could see. And I wasn't chasing it just to chase it. I honestly had a load of rock that I was taking in the dump truck. And my destination was where the storm was going to be. And if I had taken the path I was originally going to take, I would have ended up right in the middle of everything as it was happening. So I intentionally changed things up just a little bit so that I would come in a couple minutes after that storm. Because it's just not safe to be driving a vehicle like that when there's absolutely no visibility, when the wind is horrible and it's hailing and stuff like that. I would have ended up pulling over and waiting things out anyways, so I just intentionally went slightly around the storm. So that saved me from having to be driving and all that with a vehicle that weighed 70,000 pounds.
Yeah, no doubt, and I'm pretty sure the boss is happy about that as well. If the boss got mad at me for trying to save their equipment, I'd be like, well, sir, what do you want me to do? I'm just trying to save the company some money, sir. That's, you know.
I knew I didn't want to drive their trucks through that. I clean those trucks over the weekend, and we work hard to try to maintain the paint jobs and make sure that they don't get chipped and that the clear coat doesn't come off and all that kind of stuff. We wash them and wax them and all that kind of stuff and try to make sure that they're the best-looking trucks on the road. So we work hard to maintain our equipment, and I personally do participate in cleaning that stuff. I go up there every Saturday and wash trucks, tomorrow included. So I don't want to see the trucks get messed up.
Roger that. Hey, look, if you guys want an extra helping hand tomorrow, I don't mind coming up and give y'all some help.
I have to talk to my boss about.
That's understandable. I would not object to that. It's always good to make sure the boss man's okay with extra help. So have you been running the 18-wheeler lately, or you just been running the dump truck?
The past 2 days I was in the dump truck, but mostly the 18-wheeler.
Awesome. That's really cool, man. Hey, look, you should have seen that storm in Greenville today. I drove through. Actually, I was coming back home, and I could see the storm cloud. There was parts on Stone Avenue where that cloud just got so dark, it looked pretty nuts, almost black. And I thought that storm was going to hail on top of my car, but I just caught the edge of it in a heavy downpour, didn't catch the entire thing. I guess I was lucky.
I was KJ4 WVM. I was coming back from Columbia as that storm system was going on, and the first one that came through Greenville went ahead of me before I ever left Columbia. And the second one that was going to come through Greenville, especially the southern part there, around Interstate 85 area, stuff like that, and a little further south, that second one there, I pushed hard coming up the highway so that I wouldn't have to deal with that thing, and I made it just barely in front, but that was a very, very, very dark cloud there. I watched that thing. I was watching it on radar before I ever saw it in sight. Once I saw it in front, I was like, ooh, this looks worse than it does on radar. But I was glad to get in front of that thing. I made it through and didn't have to worry about it. Got into Dacusville as it was creating chaos. So made it through ahead of it, and I'm happy about that. I made it between those two, which is really what I wanted to do. Thread the needle in between there and not have to deal with it. The less severe weather I have to deal with while driving a big truck, the happier I am. I don't mind playing around with that stuff in my own vehicles, but in great big ones, that's way too much going on. I just don't like that. I avoid it. I avoid it like crazy. It's not funny.
I hear you. funny story. My brother actually works for the DOT, SCDOT, and I passed him on the way to Wright Construction this morning. And right at the red light at the Greenville County Detention Center, I think it's just past the fire department, or maybe just before the fire department. But either way, it's really close to Stone Avenue, GFD Station 3. And I saw him, and I honked the horn, but I thought he didn't see me. Then he turns around, walks up to me, and let me just say, he made a sign with his hand. That's all I'm going to say. And then I wrote down my window. He said, "What you doing out here, Bob?" And I said, "I'm heading to a job interview. What you doing?" And he said, "I'm working." I said, "I can see that."
Hey, I'm going to have to hop off of here soon. I got to call somebody back. I've been trying to catch them all day, and finally they called me back. So I'll have to get off of here in just a minute and try to catch up with this guy.
Roger that. We'll all finish my story, and I'll make it short real quick. To make the long story short, I got done with the interview and the testing and going to get size for some steel-toed boots. I got some lunch. I just left my grandfather's, texted me, and I said, "Y'all still over that way?" He said, "Nope." They had a snooze because we had storms coming in from the north, so they had him move just as I was heading out of Greenville. But I'll let you go. This is KO4WWV. I'll be clearing the final. Daniel, it was a pleasure talking to you. I enjoyed it. Catch you later on down the road. KO4WWV. 73, Daniel.
Alrighty. No problem, Chandler. Always a pleasure talking to you, too. And look forward to catching you later on down the road. Thanks for sharing your little stories, and I always enjoy it. You have yourself a good one, and I'm really glad to hear about the job interview going well, and I hope that you get the job, and I hope that you really enjoy it and do well at it, too. Looking forward to hearing how that goes for you. KO4WWZ, KJ4WZM, 73C, bud. We'll catch you later on down the law.